213, Sunday night. Okay, Tov Reish Mem Hei. Sif Vav, I think we're up to. We finished about the Yovesh. We're up to Niktam. Niktam Rosho, Sif Vav. Niktam Rosho, which is a psul in itself. We have Nifritsu, Nifridu. This is all in the Mishnah. Niktam Rosho. So what does Niktam mean? It's clipped off. So the Mechaber says the Hainu Shaniktamu Rova Olin Ha'Elyonim. Possible. Now this means the Olin Ha'Elyonim, which all the Olin that rise above the Shadra. Not Rov the Olin of the Lulav. We're not talking about now Rov the Olin of the Lulav like we did in other cases. Now we're talking about Poshet. We're talking about a Chitzoron of Hadar who was clipped off, and you're talking about the top of the Lulav. So the Mechaber holds Rov of the Olin that are higher than the Shadra. That's what. Okay, so it's right, they're not the Shadra, not the Tiamus, but it's not the Rov Olin. The Roy Golan Ha'Elyona. So that's possible. That's the Mechaber. The Ramah says, "Agav the Yemikta Ba'Ela Ha'Ola Ha'Elyona Emtsoi Shal Hashedra." Possible. That's the Tiamus. It's called Emtsoi because many times there's three of them, and the Tiamus is the middle one. Like many times you have three leaves coming out of the Shedra, and that's not a double Tiamus. Then the middle one is the Tiamus. Okay. The Dafka the Ika Acher, Avaleka Acher, Mavarkan Allah, that that's the only Lulu Mavarkan Allah, he means this Chumrah of the Ramah, that if it's not Rovolin, but it's only the Allah Ha'em Tsoi. That's what it's going on, the pastors. We'll see in the Mishnah Brura. And how much of Niktam is Niktam? You have to stand there with the see to see if it's Niktam. So we'll see everything in the Mishnah Brura, hopefully. Niktam Rosho Rovo Alam Elyonim, Mishnah Brura, Sifkot and Chavot. Elyonim Nikra Olsun Chekvoyim Menash Shedra Ulamala. Okay, that's what Olam Ha'Elyonim, the ones that are above the Shedra. Now, the Shir HaKitum, Lo Nizkar B'Shulchan Aruch. Because everything we've been learning till now would mitigate that we'd say like, Rov. Because it's not clear. And Dafka Kenitim HaRov Shel Kol Olam. If you look at the picture, Shir number one, Afilu Mitzoso. How much has to be clipped off? I guess you could ask the same question about the width. How much in the width was clipped off? Even though, I guess if you're on top, so there's not much, you're not playing with much width. It's really a question of how much length. Bayim b'levush ha'machmed afilu b'mitzosah. Yesh me'achreinim shemafakikim b'zeh. Okay. What? Perhaps. We'll see. Yeah. V'hinei ha'machaber lozocha l'chalik manolo ha'emtsoi l'yeser olin. The machaber gives no special status again, the machaber gives no special status to olin ha'emtsoi. And he just says, rov olin. Ha'elyonim. Okay. Bayim b'bir alocha. We'll put it aside. Okay, weiter. Pasul the ein zehadar. That's the psul. The emnikdem oelo elyon the ramah das hataz vagra. The ramah osik b'zeh lahachmir. But the ramah agrees with the mechaber and it's coming to be Machmir that if the Olo Ha'elam Ha'am Tsoi in itself is Niktam, it's possible. that's why Rabbi Magid go around the whole of Elyon Ha'am Tzoychel HaShedra. Haynu Ukshayez Gimel Olin Shekolo Bohem HaShedra Ha'olo Ha'am Tzoychel Lebada Nikra Roish HaLulut. In Nikdim Ha'posim, Vayim Adir Agrod Dimash Maminesh Mitzadei Lohorish Ken La'alokha Koramah. And now, the Mishnah Berurah says, in the Ramah, when you're talking about the Allah Ha'am Tzoychel, if that's what where the problem of Nikdim lies, Bafilu Nikdim Ha'ole Hazos Bekoshahu Posel. The Sharatzion brings down the Grob, Shem HaMagad Mishnah Baran, the Mashma Minayah, the Eshlocher, Lochish Lahachmer Bazer. But it was not only is there a more Machmer in the Olah Ha'elyon, but if you hold it's the Olah Ha'elyon, so then even if it's Nikdam HaMashahu, Koshahu, it's Posel. Now there's a common case where out of the top of the lulav you have this little string growing, like this thing. Like it's a coat. It's an extremely thin, almost string-like thing that's coming out of the top. Like a hair. That's quite common. It's coming out of the top. Whatever. But now we're talking about it's nikdam. Many times it's nikdam. It's clipped off. Chazanish was makel. Chazanish said it's not a problem. But sometimes it breaks off. Like it's totally broken. So the Chazanish says you don't have to be so machmer. In other words, to be machmer like the Ramah. And to be machmer, I don't know if that would be called koshu, sometimes the whole thing comes off. So it's not koshu. But to say that that's part of the Olah HaMtzoi, so the Chazanish says that's okay, it's not a problem. People are machmer, they prefer not to have that there for that reason, because it's very easily broken off. No, I'm talking about out of the top, it goes further up. It like the antenna on the Empire State Building. What? Yeah, it gets knocked off very easily, but the Chazanish is making it. Nikdam is possible. Chadar, a chesaron of Chadar. Nishtabruos of Kotm Chabzayim, which makes it more problematic, because it's a problem the other days also, perhaps. But always remember that it's Machlaikas, if it's a problem the other days. Okay. Allah Elyon Ha'am Tzoy, the Mekola Alolo Bishmei Tiyemes, the Miktamo Rakachas Mehem, Eshed Yesh Lohakel. In other words, where it has two Tiyemeses, and one of them, let's say, was Nechlak, like we had before, so maybe each one has to be whole, and not Nechlak. But I guess here, maybe it's Hodder anyway. If even one is not Niktam, so maybe it's not a Chiso and Hodder. I guess that's the tzad of being Nekil, if only one was Niktam. The Chemet tzad is B'Sefer B'Shua Yaakov. The Chazanish was also Machshir. The Chazanish was Machshir. There were two Tiyemuses and only one was Niktam. Now, many Achronim point out that since the Chisoron is not Choser, but Hadar, so it really depends how, if you can't see it, unless you look, here you get into the old question, like many areas in Halacha, what happens if it's there, right? The tree falls in the forest and no one hears it, doesn't make a noise. If it's Nikdam a little, but you can't see it unless you take out your eyeglass and look at it, or even if you have to stare at it, and look very, very closely. So is that a chisaron? Can you say that that would create a chisaron of Hadar? If in normal looking you don't notice it. Remember, the whole Olam Tzoy is a chum, I don't know if it's called a chumra, but you see, okay, it's a chumra. We pass them like that chumra. I mean, it's not a chumra in the sense of it's an extra chumra, but it's a machlekes, and we paskin, so the Gra and the Mishnah Berurah paskin like the Rambam. To say it's kol shehu is also a chumra. So therefore, many achrayim are makel if you need what's called histaklus meruba. Same like with the esrog, you know, just like with the esrog, you want to know if it's a chisar and a badar, so you see if you can see it when you're holding it at a normal distance. So the same thing with the niktam of the lulav, since it's a chisar and hadar, that's what you should do. Okay. Now, the reason I think it's okay to call it a chumra is because the Ramah himself says the dafka the ika acher avolaka acher mebarchan olav, and the Mishnah Berurah explains I am the liyo rabba the kavana sarah mola hokel b'niktam olah ha'elyona in his erit chumra of the niktam just the olah ha'elyona, which is the kama poiskim mekilim v'ikar adin of niktam v'yesh lismuch alayu b'nilaka acher avoloi b'niktam uroi volin, that we won't be so makil. So there, even if you shouldn't make a bracha, even if you don't have another lulav, if niktam uroivol. But olam tzoi is a chumra. But filu b'olam tzoi though, neishoyim in day lahokel of ruchi alayu, kiyam b'niktam rak miktosa. No, so that's another chumra. Avo b'niktam ruba, then afilu b'shas adchak, you should not make a bracha, even if it's just Allah and Tzoy. Okay. By end of Bir Alacha. This is more discussed in different treatises. So what do we have? The Mechaber says Revolin or Yonim. The Ramah says Allah and Tzoy. We have the Mishnah Berurah, even Mekol Shehu. Then we had Obedalaka Acher. So you can be Mekil. What? If it's Kol Shehu and if it's the Olam Tzoy, that's what comes out. Many times it's not Kol Shehu, many times it's fully clipped off. The Shaila is, but it's not Roi, but the Olam. So that's right to call Kol Shehu. Okay, but it's only the Lekacha. Nowadays, you don't really have the Lekacha nowadays. There's an abundance of love. I would think so. Natural, even if, yeah, only if it grew and looked funny. But that's also niktam. Doesn't have to be if a person was niktam. Okay. Siv Zion, the famous emnik. Nizdak. So the Shulchanor, in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Nisa Kalim, you're only going to see that Nizdak is if something split. So the Mechaber says Nizdak. In the Shrachu Shnei Stokum Zemizeh Ad Sheniru Kishnayim, it looks like you have two things there. It looks like two things. Maybe they're pointing in opposite directions. They don't have to be, if they were Nizrachik enough, so possible. Agad, the Ramah explains. In other words, there are cases where if it splits, it's possible. But that we saw, some say it has to be till the Shedra, some say Rove. Mixas is a Chumra because it might split more. So you're saying, even if you don't have the problem, for whatever reason, you don't have the problem, either you hold, you need most of the Olam to be Nechlak, whatever it is. It's not Posel on Nechlak. It's not Rov. Plain and simple. Didn't get to the Shedra, it's not even Rov. So on Nechlak it wouldn't be Posel. But, goes like that. So that's a Psul in and of itself. Mishnah Berurah says, I know a Filu Lohoyu came to Toilodo, I'm not so sure which way the Kal V'Chaimer goes. The Mishnah Berurah obviously holds that's the even, and it's more fortunate if it was the Tolada like that. I think the Tolada is also a Chiddush. It grew like that.
No, you can't say a grew like that because it has to be split. Oh no, I guess if it grew like that, meaning if it grew split,
I could put them both apostle. Bafilu lo nechol katiyam is pirush loy nista kol elo em soy al hashedra. Bafilu nista grak mitzosoy. Shemachmas. Bafilu nista grak mitzosoy.
What do you have there? How do you read it? What do you have there? Bafilu nista grak mitzosoy. Shemachmas.
Oh, Shemachmas Nechol Katiyomes Das Habri Akrenim Shein Lufoslo Biko Vukom Kivichin Esrachet Hasdak Achenira Kishnayim Posil Biesli Zor Bozeh Harbe. Because it's quite common. It's not uncommon that it happens. So you have to be careful. Okay, now let me see a few things here. Okay, here the Rambam makes it clear that we're talking about again the Tzioimus, the Ola Ha'Elyon Ha'Emtzoi. So the Gros says the Mechaber is moided to that in this case. Hey, first it's not so negeh. It would be very rare to have Roiv Olin Ha'Elyonim Nechokam Ketzioimus. Rakhaban the Gros says that here the Mechab is Moida, that even if just the Ola Ha'elyon Ha'emtzoi appeared like a hymnic, it's a problem. Okay. Now, look at the Sharat Zion in Lamed Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah said, even if Nistak Rak Mitzosoi, but it's a kehimnik. It's also possible. Hagra u'shar achreinim l'daz ha'poiskim d'shavi sham berubo. The Mogen Avraham tirutz odol fanacher. Now the Mogen Avraham says another way that it's not possible because of nechlak, but it's possible because of nearest kehimnik. The atzioimus loy nechlak ha'klal rak ha'olin she'etzel atzioimus ha'elyoin ha'nechlaku atzioniru kishnayim afilu ha'chi posel. So he says even the ones next to the Tiyamas, if they're split and Nirin Kehimnik, they're possible. That's the Mogen Avraham. The Mikamakam Adina Nirin the Gamumoidel the Viataz that brought it to Allah El Yoina would also be possible as Nirin Kehimnik. The Chaim Pirish Aran Bubu Beis Yosef. The Dad of the Mogen Avraham Yeshizor Ma'od. B'shar Shavuot to live the Kol or Emtzoyim Nechlaka, but also Biyodu he holds in his hand. There also he takes the Lachlaka Elyonim Elyonim she'etzla. According to the Mogen Avraham, there's a special status in this case of the Olin Ho Elyonim that are next to the Tzioimus. That they also passel the Tiris Kehim. Everybody has said the nearest gimmick is a problem when it's next to the Ola Emtzoi. One of Mogen Avraham's chiddush, the ones next to the Ola Emtzoi. Kuf Mem Heches. Kuf Mem Heches. The Chazanish says as follows. Ubemes Miloshin Aripa Harosh Setsiru es Unas Haimnik Nira Deinu Posel Elot Neshemes Akmu Kolahutsin Chetzion Lekan Chetzion Lekan. Without a split, he's saying the way they describe it, it's like the lulav, like the leaves just are spread out in a way that it looks like
this way, like you look at it, it's like two, like a pitchfork. So that's how they, you know, even if it's just bent, the leaves are a little more bent, so like half are going in that direction and half are going in that direction. What? It doesn't have to be nifrudu, they could all be together. But it's possible. Nifrudu is not possible. It's possible. But if it's in this way, if it's in a way that looks like a pitchfork, it's possible. Sometimes you have, it's quite common that you have just, you know, you look at the lulav and the leaves on either side of the shedra of the tshemis are slightly nifrad in a way that it sort of looks like hymnic. I don't love them like that. You look at the lulav and the top is going like this. I don't think anything according to the Chazon Ish is a problem. What's his lashon? His lashon is you need kol ha'hutzah, chetzion lekan v'chetzion lekan. What's a bigger problem is that if people take a split lulav and they say, you know, I don't care if it's split a little on top, it's the whole thing's, you know, I don't care. Especially this year. But if it's hymnic, it's possible. You have to be careful. It's not hymnic, it's not so clear what the tzura is. So I saw in the sefer here. So the Moshe Srot said you have to be very careful, because even if it's a teeny bit, but if it's shaped kehymnic, it's possible. And it'd be down for the Marsham. I don't know, hymnic's not so clear. Wait, let me just... I don't think you have to be chayshish for that case. When there's nothing split, and it's just sort of like that, I think it has to be in an extreme way, it's mashmal from the Chazon Ish, to be possible. It has to be in an extreme way. There are machmirim, there are people that go crazy if it, the littlest bit looks like a nifredu olav, will almost automatically be puzzled by them. They'll imagine it's like, maybe it's hymnic, maybe it's hymnic. I see that all the time. What? According to the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and everything we're seeing inside the Shulchan Aruch, it's only if there's a split that you even start with the problem of hymnic. Chazon Ish brings down from the Mashmos and some Rishonim that it's hymnic even without a split, but he describes it in a very extreme way. Like half the leaves are going this way and half the leaves are going that way. That's how he describes it. But to say that, you know, you're dealing with one leaf on either side of the Shedra usually, and they're a little nifrad, and they're going off in opposite directions, right? Because one's on the left and one's on the right. So, you know, it looks like a pitchfork. I don't know. I wouldn't be machmir. Maybe if you look for another lulav, if you're nervous. I didn't see clearly that that's a problem. A much bigger problem is when it's slightly split. You have to make sure it's not, and that's when it's scary. Like, you have to make sure it's really not a hymnic. Or else it's possible, no matter how slight the split is. No, that you can't fix with glue, because that's absurd. can't make it kosher once it's possible. Okay, we'll stop here.